Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Kenya's Lake Victoria Basin has long been a rich location for paleontological discovery. As Daniel Pepe, associate professor of geology at Baylor University, suggests, new fossils from an extinct species of impala have intriguing biogeographic and evolutionary implications.
Proconsul is a group of the oldest fossil primates considered to be apes. Fossils of Proconsul were originally found in western Kenya more than a century ago, and since then fossils of several species of Proconsul have been found at sites across East Africa. Based on these collections, we know that like all modern apes, Proconsul lacked a tail and probably climbed and scrambled through trees, but unlike modern apes, it had a body position more like a monkey. Although we know a lot about the skeleton of Proconsul and how it moved, we know a lot less about the environmental preferences because previous research has been unable to determine the kinds of habitats that Proconsul lived in. This has made it impossible to figure out how environmental pressures might have influenced Proconsul's evolution. Our work on Rusinga Island in Lake Victoria, Kenya, begins to address this problem. At the same site, in the same layers of rock, we discovered fossil remains of Proconsul and fossils of a variety of other animals, including other primate species, flying squirrels, small rodents, and even snakes, as well as fossil tree stump casts, fossil roots, and fossil leaves. The remarkable thing about this deposit is that it represents a single interval of time, which means that for the first time, we can directly tie Proconsul to a specific habitat. Our research findings indicate that about 18 to 20 million years ago, Proconsul lived in a dense, multi-storied, closed-canopy tropical seasonal forest in a very warm and relatively wet climate. Importantly, this environmental interpretation is consistent with the habitats that many primates, especially apes, prefer today. And on top of that, it nicely agrees with the behavioral interpretations that have been made for Proconsul based on its anatomy. Altogether, this means that closed, forested environments must have played an important role in the evolutionary history of Proconsul, which helps us to begin to more clearly piece together the story of how apes evolved.
That was Daniel Pepe of Baylor University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.